This is billionaire debutante here to say, Jack Abramoff, and political corruption, that's hot.
Senator, will you be attending our corporate lobbying junket next month in Maui?
How dare you? I'm a public servant. Even the slightest appearance of impropriety besmirches my reputation.
Shall I put you down for two tickets?
Of course.
Now it's time for our call-in show, Carolyn's America, with the billionaire mouthpiece, Carolyn Price. Carolyn is a best-selling author, columnist, and super patriot. While other attractive blonde women claim to be anti-abortion, in favor of repealing the 19th Amendment, and opposed to feminism, Carolyn actually is. What do you have for us today, Carolyn?
Today we'll be talking about Kinlay and about some of the things I've covered in my book, Talk Like a Man, Betray Like a Liberal, How the Left is Bad at Absolutely Everything.
Take it away, Carolyn.
Good evening, America, and welcome to Carolyn's America. My name is Carolyn Price here on Billionaire Radio, and I'm happy to have you. Today, we will be talking about Kinlay. Let me first say that liberals love to vilify anyone with money. Liberals think that money is the root of all evil, so they don't want any, and more importantly, they don't want anyone else to have money. They're like little children that want everything to be fair. If we're broke, then you should be too. If not, they'll make them into mythical-sized monsters, one-eyed CEO scam artists. Look, seven-figure incomes are the liberals' boogeymen. If liberals had it their way, no one would ever have any money. Imagine, no possessions. I shudder at the thought. Liberals also don't like success, which by definition makes them losers. So liberals are broke losers. You never see any conservatives begging for money. We'll make sense for food. No, it's always someone with dirty hair and a peace sign asking for spare change. Well, I can spare this change, liberals. In my book, Talk Like a Man, Betray Like a Liberal, How the Left is Bad at Absolutely Everything, I cover this topic in much greater detail. But let's talk about the late, great Kinlay. Now, some of my fellow conservatives have said that they wish Kinlay was able to atone before he died. I ask, what did he have to atone for? He broke not one of the Ten Commandments that I am familiar with. Maybe he broke one of those liberal Ten Commandments. After thou shalt not shower comes thou shalt never be rich. Go on. Write letters, liberals. It only makes my ratings higher. Okay, let's take our first call today. We have Mark from Spokane. Mark from Spokane, we are talking about the late, great Kinlay. Go ahead, Mark.
Am I on?
Mark, you are going to have to turn down your radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, that's much better, isn't it?
I want to ask Carolyn a question.
It's me, Mark. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Carolyn. I just wanted to say, Carolyn, you're absolutely right. Shouldn't we reward the rightest and the smartest? You know, those employees at Enron weren't too smart to put all their eggs in one basket. I mean, they teach diversification of funds and business 101. Duh. You know, I'm not saying that they got what they deserve, but they just sure deserve what they got. I mean, you know.
Yes, I do, Mark. Thanks for the question. I'm glad you brought this up. Mark, because I find it incredibly funny that liberals are all for Darwin's survival of the fittest and for evolution until it's about business. Then they want some creator to swoop down and intervene in some kind of intelligent design fashion.
You're right, Carolyn. That is funny.
It's not that funny, Mark.
I have all your books, Carolyn.
You're a good man, Mark. Thanks for the call. Before we go on to the next call, I just want to say this. These CEOs like Kinlay, Dennis Kozlowski from Tyco, Martin Grass from the Rite Aid Corporation, these men were at the top of their professions. Men rich beyond liberal comprehension. they were like rock stars to conservatives. Yes, liberals have their Jim Morrisons and their Kurt Cobains. Conservatives, we have our fallen CEOs. And there is no cover band that can do them justice. You'd have to be a communist not to admire them just a little. Communist and or liberal. Okay, well, we are going to have to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
It's open season on corporate criminals. They're going to make an example of me for sure.
You crook! I'm gonna see you rot in jail!
Oh, no!
Did you do the crime, and now you worry that you don't have the stomach to do the time? And how are you going to enjoy your ill-gotten gains if you make restitutions?
It's all gone. The feds took everything. My children will have to go to public school, and my wife will have to age naturally.
You don't want to see this happen to you, do you? Live in a cage surrounded by criminals? Have you considered faking your own death? We can help. We here at Dear Departures have a full range of services. We can provide you with a death certificate, an eerily convincing corpse, a lavish memorial service, and a new name, for a modest fee, of course, and that feeling of vindication for your victims, free of charge.
He suddenly seems like a good man now that he's dead.
Now he will never rot in jail!
Wouldn't even think of it. How do you want to spend your golden years? Behind a barbed wire fence or in a tropical paradise? Make the choice and make the call. Let us at Dear Departures make it happen. Because here at Dear Departures, our motto is, the only coward's way out is suicide.
Okay, we're back with Carolyn's America. My name is Carolyn Price, and we have Pete from Winnipeg on the line.
Hello, Carolyn. It's not Pete from Winnipeg. It's your old friend, Jim.
Oh, no.
Jim O'Krat, the Democrat. You're just a cog in the money matrix messaging machine. The money matrix messaging...
Jim, I think we lost you. I think you lost us with your overshooting verbiage. If I can't understand you, how can the people that agree with you? All right, next caller, Penny from Chatsworth. You are on Carolyn's America. Penny, are you there?
Hello, Carolyn.
Hello, Penny. What is your question?
Okay. Carolyn, don't you think that Jesus was a liberal?
Well, let me think about that. No. But thanks for calling. That wraps up another week of Carolyn's America. It's wonderful for you to have joined us. You can find us on the web at carolynsamerica.com. And remember, Carolyn's America would be a better America, because in Carolyn's America, the right wing would be in power and liberals would be in Canada where they belong. Good night.
This is billionaire debutante here to say that greed is totally hot.
Father, may I get some advice from you?
Of course, son. What is it?
I'm afraid I have never been too good with women.
Oh, son, women are simple. In order to attract them, just use the old Enron method.
What's the Enron method?
Lie.
Georgia made the size of my wallet grow. He fed the flow with lots of dough. Suddenly we're loving the status quo. Now the Georgia. Josh runs this town.
He's given us a reason to celebrate. He's filling us with pride. The gulf between the workers and the billionaires has never been so wide.
Georgie made the size of my wallet grow. He fed the world with lots of dough. Sodomy was off in the status quo. Now that George Bush runs this town.
Now Georgie is a champion of policies that benefit the top 1%.
That was Georgie Made the Size of My Wallet Grow, featuring the powerful pipes of Ava Riss from the CD The Billionaires Are in the House.
Well, we've reached the end of another episode of Billionaire Radio. We are so glad you could join us.
Here's your mojito, Mr. Lay.
Thank you.
Manuel, it's Mr. K, Mr. Len K, you see?
Si, Signora Fomi.
Len, enjoy your afterlife.
Cheers.
And let's thank our guests, our billionaire mouthpiece, Carolyn Price, our Minister of Musical Manipulations, Mr. Felonious Axe, Emerald Anderson, the Reverend Bilking for that beautiful billionaire send-off.
It was very nice.
And let's thank the rest of our billionaires. Until next time, ta-ta!
You've been listening to Billionaire Radio, produced by Christine Blosdale for KPFK Radio 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. Engineer Mark Maxwell, line producer Tara Sitzer, head writer Tina Dupuy, contributing writer Clifford J. Tasner, directed by Jeannie Hartman, music written and arranged by Clifford J. Tasner, starring the billionaire players Jim Bean, Denis Martell, Tina Dupuy, Berit Yordal, Christina Linhart, Tara Sitzer, Clifford J. Tasner, Michael Tuba Heatherton, with special guest Mimi Kennedy. For more information about the billionaires and our music, visit our website at billionairesforbush.com. Send your words of praise to comments at kpfk.org. Send your enraged comments to whitehouse.gov.